Praise the name of the Lord. You are welcome to Croydon Tabernacle. You can sit down. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to really thank our pastor for this privilege in the name of Jesus. It is a privilege to come to this altar to minister the word of God, and I don't take it for granted. Pastor, thank you so much. And for those of us that are listening, the Lord bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not go back the same in the name of Jesus. I am very confident about that. You will not go back the same in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to be reading from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, I stand upon my watch and set me upon the towers, and we watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will speak. He said, what he will say unto me. You know, when we approach the altar, we just begin to make blah, 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 blah. Praise the name of the Lord. When we linger in prayer, we have to learn to listen. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables. Praise the name of the Lord. You have come before the Lord. He's saying, write the vision. Make it plain. Don't begin to write big, big English. Write it is. Don't start looking for a dictionary. Just write it. If you say market, write market. Don't begin to say enterprise. Begin to just write market. Praise the name of the Lord. That he may run that reads it. Because it is not only you that will read it. Other people will read it. So make it plain. The Lord speaks to us in very plain languages. It is us, you know, when I was very young, you know, when I was doing my NYC, I know one of my friends, he likes going to Pastor Okotie's church because he likes the English there. He said, it's the English he goes to, to go and listen there. And, you know, when he comes, he will be practicing it on us. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, he says, because you are not the only person that will read it. That is why the Lord is saying, make it plain. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak. The vision will speak. It must speak. When God began to speak to Abraham, he said, look, you will have children as much as this. As much as this, as far as your eyes can see, as plenty as the sands of the earth, you will have children. My brothers and my sisters, how many children did Abraham have? Praise the name of the Lord. Today is uncountable, but on that time, how many did he have? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, he said, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Praise the name of the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord is a difficult thing. Just as our brother was telling us this morning, he said, prayer is a difficult thing. Prayer is difficult. But it has a lot of benefits. So I'm going to start on the benefits with prayers. When you are in place of tarrying, you have dominion. God will give you dominion. When you finish praying, the Lord will give you dominion. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord gave Abraham dominion. the Lord gave the Israelites dominion when they were able to cross the Red Sea. And, you know, the Bible tells us that when Pharaoh and the riders, they were coming, they were drowned. The Lord gave them dominion. And the Lord will give you dominion when you begin to tarry in place of prayer. The Bible tells us that there is a transfiguration. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. He says, but we all with open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. When we are in place of tarrying, one of the benefits, you say it's only Jesus that experienced. No, Moses experienced transfiguration. The Bible tells us that when the Israelites wanted to look at him when he came out, they didn't want to see his face because his face was light. Praise the name of the Lord. You will experience that when you are in place of prayer. And the Lord will give you revelations in the mighty name of Jesus. That's one of the benefits of prayer. When you are praying, the Lord will give you the revelations. The Bible tells us about Jacob. He said when Jacob was going back to the land of Israel and he got to a place, when he got to that place, he told his wife, his children, you people should be going. I want to tarry. I want to seek the face of the Lord. And he sat down there all night and he was praying. The Lord appeared to him and he fought with the angel. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go until you bless me. And the Bible tells us that in the process of the fight, there was the angel touched his joints and there was maybe, let me use this word. Let me not go and use big word because I'm telling you not to use big word. You know, there was a shift. There was a wound, so to speak. There was a wound. And the Bible, what does that wound stand for? Because it is his flesh. And that flesh represents our attitude. We become very pompous. And God was bringing him down. That bad attitude, that arrogancy. You know, Jacob was so arrogant and God had to deal with that flesh. That was why he had that wound. That was why there was a displacement in that joint. Praise the name of the Lord. Because he was dealing with his flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. And that was the revelation. You know, sometimes when we go in place of prayer, you see that what you are praying for, that is not what God is teaching you about. God is dealing with you of consigning other issues of your life. You find out that the Lord will begin to prune you. The Lord will begin to take away things that are not of God from your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And I know that even as we are coming to the end of the year and we want God to answer us. We have not been able to tick our prayer points. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will answer you in the name of Jesus in the place of waiting. Praise the name of the Lord. A lot of us, it involves sacrifice. It involves sacrifice. To tarry in place of prayer involves sacrifice. You know, some of us, you know, not some of us, Toby, you know, when I go to the shop, I will see a fine dress. I really love it. I look at the price, maybe £200. I will go back. I'll say, sales, let sales come. You know, I'll be praying for sales. And maybe by the time sales come, I go there. My size is not there. Because I'm a universal size, size 14. They've bought it all. I'll be seeing size 8. There's no way that it will size me. So for me to be able to get that, I have to make sacrifice. I have to pay that £200. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is what the Lord demands from you and I. You have to make sacrifice. All those people that are telling you that I got this job, they are telling, they say, oh, I just prayed. It's a lie. They don't tell you how they fast and they prayed. They fasted and they prayed. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is one, number one. You must be in place of prayer. That are ancient landmarks. They are ancient landmarks that cannot be compromised. Praise the name of the Lord. You might think, oh, some people say, okay, I want to fast from a, what are the, telephone? What is the thing? Social media. Praise God. It is good for you to fast from social media. But the ancient landmarks, you have to fast. You have to fast. You have to forgo your food. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to be in place of prayer. We are not saying don't do. We are not saying you should do 40 days. The Bible tells us about Jesus Christ. He did 40 days. Moses did 40 days. Abraham did 40 days. But Esther did 3 days. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you can't do 40 days, you can do 21 days. You can do 3 days. You can do 1 day. Praise the name of the Lord. As far as you are hungry about it. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible talks that it is only those that are hungry and it is only those that are thirsty that the Lord will fill. If you are not hungry, please, I want us to take note of, I think, Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3, talking about when you are hungry, and it is only those that are hungry that the Lord will fill. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are not hungry about anything, you will not get it. You will not get it. Unless God, you know, sometimes when it rains on everybody. But when you are not hungry about a thing, you will not get it. There is no fast rule about it. Those are just ancient landmarks. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I was telling Brother Sheon this morning, I said, you've preached my message. You no need to even come here. But he said, oh, Pastor Toby, just go. Just tell them, repeat it, repeat it. And that is what I'm repeating. Praise the name of the Lord. So you have to be hungry about it. You have to be hungry. You know, I will use myself as a testimony again. You know, I can remember when before I came to this country, by the grace of God, I've already had a first degree, I had a second degree, and I've always been saying, I want to have a PhD, but there was really, I didn't know how to go about it, because I was thinking that schools in England are very hard, though. There is no way I can go to school here, but to God be the glory. I now saw people that I rate, you know, there are people you just sit down, you rate them, and they will say, they've gone to school. I say, God, let me try this thing. And to God be the glory, I started all over again. I did a first degree, I did a second degree, and by the grace of God, I am doing a PhD. It is a hunger. It is a hunger. It is a hunger. You have to be hungry and you have to be intentional about it. And when you are intentional, the Lord will answer you. The Bible tells us about Ruth. The husband told him, am I God? Do you want me to give you a husband? Do you want me to give you a child? I cannot do it. And her mate was making fun of her. Nobody told her that she did something. If you want it, you have to go and pay the sacrifice. She went. Her mouth was moving. And they thought that she was drunk. I'm sure she was doing like a mad person. And the man said, are you drunk? Are you drunk? He said, no, I am not. I am not. My sisters are my brothers, my uncles are my aunties. This year, that child, that health challenge, that stay in this country that you have been trusting God for, enough is enough. Stop listening to stories. Stop doing it the wrong way. In the name of Jesus, begin to do it the right way. Go on your knees and begin to take action. Begin to take action. Even as you go on your knees, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, prayer without works is dead. In the name of Jesus, you must take action even as you begin to tarry in place of prayer. The man, the angel appeared to Mary. He said, you will have a child. He said, how is it going to be? He said, well, be it unto me according to your word. Praise the name of the Lord. How is it going to be? Because I've not married. And he said, well, be it according to me, according to your word. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. There is nobody that tarries in place of prayer that the Lord has not answered. Our Lord Jesus Christ has given us good example. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is why on the day of transfiguration, there was a transformation in the life of the disciples that came. And when you begin to be in place of prayer, the Lord will transform you in the mighty name of Jesus. Peter that was sleeping, he talks a lot because he's an evangelist. He said, God, I don't want to live here again. No. I don't want to live here again. Let us just remain here. Because he saw the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, you will see the glory of God. You will see the glory of God in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us about Zechariah. He was in the temple. He was doing the work of God. He was praying in the name of Jesus. Even when it has gone past, the wife had a child. The wife did not want to even come out. She was ashamed so that people will not say, that is this woman pregnant? But the Lord visited her. The Lord will visit you. The Bible says, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me to do? But you have to pay the price. You have to pay the price. You have to pay the price. And that price is sacrifice. That price, study your work. Study the word of God. The Bible says that the word of God is a two-edged sword. You have to study the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And then alone will you have dominion. There are so many promises in the word of God. I'm so tired of a lot of Christians. They will say, I claim it. I claim it. I claim it. They don't want to go to the altar. There's a young man in Nigeria, Dusin. He said, leave me at the altar with my father. Because he wants to have an intimacy with him. Moses said, I will not go unless your presence go with me. Because he knows that the battle there is so much. It will be fierce. It will be difficult. To stay in the altar, it is difficult. To wait to hear what the Lord is saying, it is difficult. But the Bible says, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. You might say, oh, yes, that's what the word of God says in Isaiah 66, verses 7 to 8. He said, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. But before she started traveling, sometimes I don't use people, I use myself. I say, I want to fast today. I like bread. when I just hear the smell of bread, whatever it is, so as far as it's bread, whether it's brown or whether it's black or whether it's ginger or any type of bread, as I just hear it, I say, God, forgive me. But you have to, all those things, all those distractions, they must die. They must die. That was the flesh that was destroyed in the life of Jacob, because the Lord was going to change his name. The Lord said, if I need to change your name, this attitude of taking people's property and making it your own, it has to stop. It has to stop. That flesh. I was talking with my prayer partner. She said, oh, Toby, you know I like food. You know I like food. He said, but I must do this. I said, oh, every day we'll be praying for her. I'll be praying for her. Father, Lord God, give her the grace. And, you know, to God be the glory. She's almost through with her fasting. This morning she was telling me, she said, ah, Sister Toby, today is 19 due. You don't believe, I've not eaten chicken. Ha. He said, I've not eaten food, only water and apple. Because she knows, look at the sea. She needs to cross. She needs to cross that sea. I've not have a husband. I've not have a child. You have to be in place of prayer. But it will come. The Lord will give you a word. That is why the Bible says it will not lie. So if the Lord is saying wait for 30 years, you will know that the Lord has given you a word. And you will dress fine and be walking. They say, ah, look at her. She's doing it younger and she's 60 years. She doesn't have a child. I know my Redeemer liveth. He will not change. Job said, all my days will I wait till my change come. And his change came. Because he was in a place of tarrying. And he knew that the Lord would do it. David said, since I was old, and now, since I was young, and now I am old, I have not seen the Lord change. The Lord will not change. He will not change because of you. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will do it again and again. He will change your reproach to an approach. He will change your bend to an end. In the name of Jesus. And at the end, it will speak. It will not lie. He will change your bend. Yeah. You know, they will say, oh, that woman. The Bible says that, oh, that woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood. But she said, she made it in her mind. He said, this Jesus, he's passing here. I must touch him. Even if I'm sure she was planning to touch his leg or his hand. But he said, she only just touched his garment. And Jesus Christ knew that things, powers change hand. Praise the name of the Lord. As we go into 2024, let us make our mind to have an intimacy with God, to have a relationship with God. Let us be intentional about it. Let us know that all those ancient landmarks, they are real. They are the principles that we must follow. We must fast. We must pray. The Bible says about fasting and praying. Say these things cannot go unless with prayer and fasting. There are some things that will not go out of your life until you pray and until you fast by the Spirit of God. You just take note when you get home, you go and read Isaiah 58. It's talking about fasting, the type of fasting that you should do, not the one that you should be chewing gum in your mouth, but the one that you will pray. pray. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not in hunger strike. When you are fasting, you have to be in place of studying the word of God. You have to be in place of meditating on the Holy Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God will touch us in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to remind us that when we tarry, we will carry. You know, I heard it from a man of God. He said, when you tarry, you will carry. Praise the name of the Lord. When you tarry, you will carry in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give us grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, I want us to take note that in the mighty name of Jesus, even as we begin to pray, the Lord will grant us the provision in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will bless us. Take note of the benefits of prayer, having intimacy with God, because when you are in place of prayer, when you are tarrying, you will have an intimacy with the Lord, because the Lord will begin to speak to you. He will begin to show you great and mighty things that men do not know of. There shall be transformation in the mighty name of Jesus. You will have dominion in the mighty name of Jesus. You will have provision in the name of Jesus. There will be transformation in the name of Jesus in your life. And how do you get these things? How do you begin to get all these things? In the mighty name of Jesus, you have to be in place of hunger. You will have to hunger and taste after righteousness. The Bible says that those that are hungry, the Lord will fill their thirst. In the name of Jesus, you have to be in place of prayer and fasting. Our ancient landmarks, let us not forget it. The word of God is true. The word of God is yea and amen in the mighty name of Jesus. And even as we begin to do that, we will experience the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, can we just rise up in the mighty name of Jesus? Masekia, Bramale, Brokosekia. My brothers and my sisters, you will not enjoy all these benefits unless you give your life to Jesus Christ. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, you will not enjoy all the benefits that I just made known to you. Transformation, intimacy. You will not be able to have that. You will not be patient enough in the name of Jesus.
My spirit to your spirit. I am lightened by your word. With your breath of life. That's where I come alive. That's how I change my world.